Pirkei Avot, Perek Dalet, Mishneh Gimel, Chapter 4, Mishneh 3, says as follows. Hu haya omer, he, referring to Ben Azai, used to say, Al tihi vaz l'chol adam, v'al tihi maflig l'chol davar. Do not scorn anyone and do not dismiss anything. She'ein l'cha adam, she'ein lo sha'ah, v'ein l'cha davar, she'ein lo makom. For there is no individual who has not his hour, there is no thing that has not its place. Very important words that Ben Azai shares with us in this Mishnah, and many lessons can be derived from them. I'd like to take one, which is perhaps a little bit of a different translation, on the second teaching, Al tihi maflig l'chol davar. Maflig is from the language of plukta, of argument, that is found in the Talmud many a time. V'al tihi maflig l'chol davar could be translated as, do not be one who looks for argument and endless debate in every area. Do not be one of those people who feels impelled to argue on every matter, great or small. Intelligent dissent can undoubtedly arise and should arise from the appropriate places of integrity and courage. But what Ben Azai is teaching us is that we shouldn't disagree simply to be different and to strike what we might think is a significant or heroic pose. When the other person is right, we should admit it. If the issue is trivial, forget about it. And when the suggestion is not much better, but only just as good as the one already given, save it for another time. We shouldn't create plugta, argument, on every word. Sometimes, in judicious silence, lies the way of maturity. I think in today's day and age, when there's so much dissent, so much debate, so much argument over large and small things, we should be careful to heed Ben Azai's words. And yes, look for the important arguments, the debates that are meant to be made, but have a clear understanding of where it is that we stand and where others stand, and that each argument has its positives, and perhaps its negatives. But we should appreciate that not everything needs to be in dissent. Not everything needs to be a quarrel, a debate. And that we can find peace through this great teaching in our lives.